Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News and your daily wrestling newscast for Wednesday, March 13th, 2024. Good morning, I'm Mike Sempervive. We begin today with last night's NXT broadcast live on USA Network from the WWE Performance Center in Orlando, Florida. In the main event, Sean Spears defeated Ridge Holland.
Now, hoisting a pilot! C4! Inadvertently out of the chair that Chip Danning just took from Ridge Holland! Spears into the cover, and Spears picks up the win.
The opening match saw the LWO defeat Out the Mud when Joaquin Wilde pinned Bronco Nima. The win earns the LWO a spot in a triple threat match to determine the new number one contenders to the NXT tag team title. During a promo segment, Trick Williams attempted to make a challenge to Carmelo Hayes for a match at Stand and Deliver, but was interrupted by Noam Dar. In other results, Kiana James and Izzy Dane beat Fallon Henley and Thea Hale. Ariana Grace went over Gigi Dolan via disqualification. Oba Femi retained the North American title against Brooks Jensen, and Lexus King beat Mr. Stone. An update on the death of All Japan wrestler Yutaka Yoshie. Yoshie's passing last Sunday following his match in Gunma, Japan, was due to arteriosclerosis, also known as a hardening of the arteries, according to a statement made yesterday by his family to Tokyo Sports. The family emphasized that Yoshie's death was not due to his match. Yoshie was rushed to the hospital after taking part in a tag team match, pitting himself and Ryo Inoue against Hokuto Omori and Ryoji Sai as part of Day 2 of the Dream Power Series. In ratings news, Saturday's edition of AEW Collision brought in 427,000 viewers to TNT. According to WrestleNomics, that's a dip of 6% from the previous week's audience of 455,000. The 18 to 49-year-old demographic rating was 0.13, steady with the demo rating of the previous week's show. And finally, turning to Japan, Night 6 of the 2024 New Japan Cup took place yesterday in Uwajima, Japan. In second-round tournament matches, Hiroki Goto defeated Chase Owens, and David Finlay beat Tangaloa. Day 7 of the tournament is scheduled for today in Okayama, Japan. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at WrestlingNewsAV. Our Facebook page is also WrestlingNewsAV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast. And remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the Wrestling News across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the Wrestling News. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.